Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about saving money in state government because there's so much concern about taxes and, of course, the state budget situation in general. And I understand House Republicans are getting together to take a hard look at how we can save some bucks here for the taxpayers. What's going on?
As I've often said, I believe that as a legislator and as someone who works in government, we should always make sure that we are using the tax money that we're already collecting in the most efficient manner possible to ensure that we as taxpayers are getting the best value for that money long before we ever ask taxpayers to pay additional money. And to that end, obviously, the governor has had his Go Time initiative, which he has been working on in the executive branches, and I commend him for that. But I think that it's time that we take the next step, and as we look at savings elsewhere, we also need to reduce those specific line items in the budget so that those savings are real and that we as taxpayers benefit from them. And in terms of the House Republican Caucus, this is something that we've been working on dating back to 2011. We significantly reduced our own internal costs in terms of how we operate the House. Since the Republicans regained the majority in 2011, there's been a 40% reduction in the cost of per diems and expenses that have been incurred per legislative cycle. I think that's important. And if you look at our staff, we've continued to reduce our staff. We've had almost 8.5% reduction in the 2013-14 session and 16.5% if you go the whole way back to 2009 and 10. The most interesting part about that fact is we went from 101 members to 118 members. So we have more people to support. One of the initiatives that we undertook as a caucus was sharing staff and making sure, again, that individuals were being better utilized. That's something that myself and Representative Ahmet did at the district office level, as well as myself and Representative Fee. We shared a secretary in Harrisburg. These are the kinds of common sense approaches that I think individuals are looking for. So to further that end, Chairman Benninghoff, who is chair of the policy committee, has announced the PennSave initiative, which will go towards targeting other government expenses as well as efficiencies that might be possible. And we're looking for input. That's going to be on our website. Mine is www.repcutler.com. And you can go there and put in your suggestions. And I certainly welcome them. And we're going to review each of them very seriously, because this is an effort that needs to be undertaken by all.
And speaking of the state budget, seems like we just got done more or less with last year's state budget. And I understand the House Appropriations Committee is taking a hard look at the numbers for next year and the governor's proposals.
Right. As we always do in the budgetary cycle, last session's budget is about 87% complete. While we work with the Democrats to close out the last 13% of that funding, we are beginning hearings on what the anticipated funding will be for next year as well. When you look at that, there are some significant increases, most notably in pension costs, as well as costs related to human services and costs related to what they refer to as the cost to carry, you know, the standard labor and cost increases and supply cost increases. And the Appropriations Committee is doing a great job in making sure that those increases are in fact needed. I had the privilege of sitting in on the PUC's hearing. They had a lot of testimony regarding the regulation of pipelines. I know that's a particular area of interest of myself personally, as well as for many people in the area. And was good to hear the updates that they gave in regards to how they are regulated.
Also, I understand you have a local event coming up in the district.
Yes, we're going to have our next in the series of town halls that we have throughout the district on a regular basis. This particular one will be April the 14th, and it will be 7:30 at the Providence Township Building. So if anyone's interested in attending, I just invite them to call the office because space is limited. They can reach our office at 717-284-1965 or email us through our website, www.repcutler.com, and we can talk about your ideas for PennSave as well as any other issues that you might want to discuss.
Representative Cutler, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.